Are you thinking about buying or selling a home, or want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Dockwall, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Our local sponsors are Bricks Real Estate, Network Title, Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preeby with Bell Bank Mortgage, Structure Tech Home Inspections, James Tufson with Country Financial, along with Cregan's Construction and Gray Duck Staging and Design. If you like this show, you can find us on many different channels. If you are currently a radio or podcast listener, you can also catch us Saturday mornings on TV. We are on the CW23 at 6:30 and KSTC at 6 a.m. For those watching on TV right now, you can also catch us on AM 950 Sundays at noon, or hit us up on your preferred podcast device by just typing in Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Don't forget to check us out online anytime at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. There you can find all of our past shows, our weekly market updates, along with the latest and greatest searching and researching tools, and our free publications to include the Smart Home Buyer Guide and the Smart Seller Guide, along with the Bricks Report. All of these free for you. If you have any real estate questions, please feel free to give us a call, 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. Happy to help answer any of your real estate questions or assist with your real estate needs. All right, welcome everybody. I'd like to welcome Danny Deedle, broker owner, Bricks Real Estate. Thanks for coming in today. Looking forward to our conversation. I know we approached this topic a couple of years ago. And Chad Preeby, thanks for coming in as well. Yep, should be a good one. This came to be. We were out in a real estate conference, Inman, out in Las Vegas, and there was a lot of interesting stuff discussed and thought we'd bring that forward. So today we're going to be talking about the iBuyers, kind of the big firms out there that are out there purchasing homes and hopefully dispelling some myths about them and just providing good information and how they affect the marketplace. But first, we're going to get into the real estate news, stats, and trends for the Twin Cities and 13 County metro area. Starting off with new listings, inventory coming into the market fell back week over week. So we were tracking ahead by 5.9%. That ended up falling off from 1337 down to 1217. So we're now behind last year on new listings by 4.2%. Obviously, this is not going to help when it comes to bringing our inventory numbers up. Danny, what are we seeing as far as pending sales out there?
Yeah, so pending sales, they're down week over week from 1354 to 1178. Not all that uncommon for this time of year, you know, as we start to get through the fall market and head into the holidays. The more important number, I would say, though, is kind of the year-over-year number. So we're looking at, you know, apples to apples, and we're down there as well. So we're down about 6% over this the same week last year.
Probably one of the areas of biggest movement is the inventory of homes, having a drop-off of over 400 listings in just 1 week. It's probably the largest drop that we've seen so far. Now, again, what you were saying is we know inventory is going to come down at this time of year. Obviously, for buyers out there hoping for maybe a spring market that's not as crazy as it was this last year, probably not going to be the case. We're probably going to have a pretty hectic spring market again with where inventory is at. We're down currently 14.6% over the same time last year. Danny, what are we seeing on the days on market?
Yeah, days on market are at 27, which is down 22.9% over the same time last year. But it's also important to remember we did see the market really start to slow this time last year as we were heading into the election. So it's, you know, there's certainly a, you know, a big asterisk relative to that. But I think to your point, what we're seeing is we saw a bit of a false slowdown. And in the last week or two, we've seen a lot of activity kind of start to pick back up. So I'm in agreement. I think the signs are there that I don't think we'll see another spring like we did this year, or I hope we don't. But it will be a very competitive market. You know, we're still lacking for inventory. The speed of sales or the velocity is really high, and the buyer demand continues to be there.
Oh, absolutely.
As long as interest rates stay low, the demand is going to outpace the supply.
One of the interesting things that I had seen looking for our Mastermind the Market videos that we put out, and if you ever want to check those out, go to TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. You can see those there. But yeah, last year, the slowest week was the week of November 1st. Makes sense, though, right, with the election time. That was the slowest time last year. So far this year, the slowest time has been the week of September 19th. We've actually picked up in velocity, some ups and some downs. But when we're looking at the market meter, that's moved up from a 6.37. So market meter is basically the scale from 0 to 10, 10 being the extreme seller's market, 0 being the extreme buyer's market, and then between 4 and 6 is a balanced market. So we're at a 6.49 right now, coming up from that 6.37. So the market's getting warmer and warmer for sellers out there. I think that we're going to probably see, that no more slowdown than where we were. Talking a lot here. Where are interest rates at, Jack?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, mortgage rates are holding. I mean, we're between 3 and 3.25 on a 30-year conventional, just above historic lows. So we're in a very good interest rate market still, and I don't see any major increase coming soon.
Yeah, it's been really floating around that close to 3, plus or minus a quarter percent now for, about 8 months running.
Yeah, it's a volatile market, and with that being said, it's like an EKG. It's up and down, up and down. But just know, at the end of the day, rates are holding in that, just above the historic levels, lows.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back again, we're going to be talking about iBuying. Make sure you check out all of our past shows at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ruben with Structure Tech Home Inspections. Everyone knows you should have a home inspection before you buy a home, but we've heard of home buyers being encouraged to skip the home inspection in this crazy market to make their purchase offer more attractive. Now they're facing tens of thousands of dollars in unexpected repairs. I'm telling you now, don't skip the home inspection. Here at Structure Tech, we can get your home inspected quickly, and we offer a full line of services. Visit us online at structuretech.com to learn more.
Don't fall for the billboards or the clickbait. There is no such thing as today's rate. Mortgages and mortgage rates are individual to you. Chad Preby and Eric Bloomstrand with Bell Bank Mortgage are here to show you the formula to get your best rate. Once you know this formula, you can mortgage shop with confidence. Find us online at chadpreby.com. That is chadpreby.com. NMLS 1462493, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Kurt Duckwall with Bricks Real Estate and the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Buying or selling a home is one of the biggest financial transactions people make. Before you make your next move, download our free Smart Home Buyer or Smart Seller guides to give you the edge in our real estate market. From deal hunting to knowing the right repairs for maximizing value, these free guides have it all. Check them out and more at BricksTwinCities.com under publications.
Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. As always, if you have any real estate questions for us, you can give us a call, 651-303-0019, or check us out at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. There you can submit any of your questions, or if you have show ideas, please reach out with that as well. So today for our real estate roundtable, as mentioned, Danny Dietl, broker, owner, Bricks Real Estate, joining us and talking a bit about iBuyers out there, right? And, there's been kind of some big news in the last couple weeks around this. Especially within the real estate industry, it seemed like for a few days there, is Zillow going under because they are closing their iBuying? And what's going to happen? Is there never going to be a guaranteed offer again? And just kind of some of the craziness around that.
Sure.
Do you want to explain a little bit about what is known as kind of the iBuyer today?
There's always been a version of iBuying.
Yes.
It is not new. We used to see it in the forms of, people knocking on doors or bandit signs, "We'll pay cash for your house." The iBuying is just the newest iteration of that, and it is these very large companies like Zillow, Open Door, Knock kind of being the main ones, mm-hmm. and then some of the brokerages have their own versions of it. But basically, it's a guaranteed or instant offer. There's some misconceptions about it, though, certainly, in that, you know, from a consumer perspective, there's this weird relationship with the consumer's view of it and agent's view of it. Agents are kind of notoriously anti...
They're cold on it, yeah. They don't like it. Yeah,
and it's, and part of it is sometimes it's well-intentioned. It's, I believe in the services that I offer. I can provide a better experience and end result for the consumer. And I'm a big believer in that consumers should just have choice, right? So it doesn't matter that there's these different versions of selling your house. In fact, if anything, it helps the agents who are really good at what they do set themselves apart. So in order for an iBuyer to be to make any money, which is what they're in the business to do, they have to buy it at a price that is below market value, or that they can put some minimal money into it, resell it, essentially flip it, a very light flip in most cases. And what happened with Zillow is they got in some trouble in that they were relying pretty exclusively on their Zestimate, which everybody is familiar with. They essentially overbought way too many homes, and they're on pace to lose, I think they're going to have to write off nearly $500 million.
Yeah, I mean, it was somewhere along the lines of $250 million per quarter. At last quarter was 328, if I remember correctly. So, yeah, I mean, there was this overbought. So for the consumer, for a little period of time, it actually could have been a really good choice. And actually, I had some clients, and you say as a toolbox, right, or as part of choice, I should say, that this is something that I'm looking at with my clients. Is this a good option? And the thing, too, is you don't have to take the offer.
No.
Right? So
it's a piece of information. Mm-hmm. It's an offer. And then you call in a trusted agent, right? And I'll be very clear. Realtors are not all equal either. So this idea that just pick up the phone and call a realtor, you have to vet who you're calling. They have to be able to back up what their process is, what their experience is, what their end result is for other clients. And we got in a habit of the spring market, especially agents, everybody looked like a hero.
Right.
Because the market made everybody look that way.
Right.
So an agent would drastically underprice a home and it would sell for 20% over the list price. And it was my special unique marketing skill set netted this result. And it just wasn't the reality. The other really funny thing about the Zillow thing is agents will simultaneously say, or critics of it will simultaneously say, it's horrible for sellers. Well, Zillow didn't lose $400 million because it was horrible for the people that sold them their homes.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases, they got a combination. Now, did they get the absolute top dollar? Maybe not. You'll never know.
Right, right.
But they got, certainly Zillow tried to then resell them for less than what they paid for it after a light refresh, and they're losing money. I don't know how that's not a net positive for those individual sellers.
Right.
There's this argument that they were trying to manipulate the market, and it was like one weird TikTok video. And it was all just speculation. There's no data that actually supports it.
It's, they did not buy enough homes. If anybody's watching knows the video, they did not buy enough homes to manipulate the market.
I've heard that.
Right. They just didn't, right? I mean, you look at our inventory in the Twin Cities. We mentioned out of the gate at 7,600 homes. They had 160, 170 some homes here. That's not
across the entire metro.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's not enough to manipulate the market.
Right.
But yeah, to your point, absolutely. They were losing money because they were overpaying. This is what I'm talking about shopping. I mean, one of the reasons, we were one of the early embracers of having this as a tool. We actually won Innovative Brokerage of the Year with 2019 because we incorporated and worked with Open Door directly to provide this as an option for our clients. Mm-hmm. And I just did a transaction where I felt the best option for my client was that particular offer. But to your point of vetting agents that know what they're doing, you know, if you want a list of how to kind of evaluate the value of your home, how to evaluate agents, again, we always talk about our free books, this one, The Smart Seller. All of that information's in here. Again, it's a free book. You go to TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. You can download that there, give you some good tips. As always, you can reach out directly with questions if you have those or need help. But I think, I'm not going to say I it did bring me a little joy to actually see the reliance on tech and tech evaluations fail so badly a little bit, because it gets away from that. To really evaluate a home, you need to get in the door and see what is going on there. You need to take into consideration things. Like, I could not believe that when I was going through one of the iBuying processes, they didn't even like pay any attention to the roof at all.
Wow.
Right? That's a pretty big expenditure to not care about in that particular. I'm guessing that's going to change.
Right.
You know.
Well, some things I'm hearing from you guys is as a consumer, you have options out there, right? Whether it's iBuying or working with your traditional realtor or whatever it is, it's just another tool in the toolbox, like you guys mentioned. And if you're working with your realtor and they're bashing these other tools that you have as a consumer, then you may want to think about that too, because you want to leverage those tools to your advantage, right? And when you're hiring your team, your realtor, you want to have that person laying that all out for you so you can pick the best option, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the mortgage industry.
Yeah, and I think there's like two segments. There's like the agents who just don't understand how these companies operate.
Yep.
And then you have the ones who are actually the agents who are very well-intentioned. Mm-hmm. They know they do good work. They put in blood, sweat, and tears. They're huge advocates for their clients. They're fiduciaries. And so they're a little protective. And so it's, now what I think you'll see with Zillow exiting the market is, you know, the fewer competitors that you have, the less pressure there is. Because really what differentiates an iBuyer? Who will pay the most money?
Right, right.
It's not a complicated
and there's
going to
be
business.
more caution in the marketplace.
There's going to be more caution. iBuying is not dead. You will see the companies that are strong, you know, the Open Doors. And companies like that continue to do well. But again, it is an option. So it's not that all agents who are negative on the iBuying are negative for the wrong reasons. They're just, they are protective of their clients and they want to see the best result.
Right.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the costs and going around to, you know, like who does this work for? It's like, and maybe you're a little more fresh on some of the criteria, but I know as of a year ago, that there was this, you know, kind of buy box that, you know, it couldn't be outside of certain zip codes, it couldn't be of a certain age or older, it couldn't have a common entrance if it was like a condo or things like that. Now, I know we have seen some loosening of those restrictions, but some of them still exist, I think. So
yeah, it's a moving target.
Yep.
I mean, that'll change all the time.
And again, I think this is important as the consumer to understand that not everybody qualifies to get your big box iBuyer offers out there. This is why an agent that has a bunch of buyers that they've worked with, if you're looking at that sale, that convenience sale, because that's what we'll call, I mean, really that's why you would take advantage of it, is the convenience behind it, is that they can shop that around and find the one that will work for you and get you that best price and best terms for what you're looking for.
Right.
But there is a cost to this, right? And you know, you will see some, and this irritates me about how some of these iBuying platforms market themselves as well, you're not paying a commission, right? Well, you're paying a fee, right? And these fees, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Danny, but I think, you know, anywhere from 5 to 7%
or
fee.
Higher. I mean, they go 5 to 11.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and it's going to vary on the property, and then repairs are still an inspection. It's not as easy and clean as it's, you know, made to seem. It's still a sale. There's just some things you just can't solve that are going to be required no matter what. You know, anybody who's going to buy a house completely blind without any kind of inspection or anything, that just isn't going to exist.
Right.
So with the fees and costs, an example, the one that I recently did, you know, it'll show up on the MLS as a sale of $350,000, but that's not what the client walked away with. It was, you know, $325,000. So weighing this out and thinking you're going to save a commission. You really want, and this is why I say go out and work with your agent who understands these tools and get some of these offers. Again, you don't have to commit to them if you want to look at this option, because then you can look at that and how it lines up with your goals ultimately and the outcomes of the market analysis and if that's going to make sense for you. So Danny, I know last time we talked about this, who do you see this as a good fit for? Because we ultimately know it only makes up a very small percentage of people that go forward with it.
Yeah, well, okay, so assuming that the iBuyer is buying at somewhat of a discount, right? You're not always going to get the offer that is truly at market.
Yep.
Because, again, that is unsustainable for any of these companies.
Right.
So ultimately, it is going to be people who are just less net sensitive. So have some equity where, you know, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 might not be the difference maker. And that would be people who are pricing that into the convenience for maybe they have a busy house with, you know, a lot of kids and pets, and maybe the house is in a little bit of disrepair or it's an estate or something like that. So it's really anybody who is going to put a price on that convenience factor. So while it's never going to be just, you know, here's a check, keys, done, there's still going to be the inspection and all of that, it does reduce the time frame or extend it. So it does allow for the buyer who needs that flexibility. So it's really going to be for anybody, but ultimately somebody who's not net sensitive.
Right.
Now, when I think about the net sensitivity part of it, I always look at, okay, let's say you're giving up $20,000. What do you do for a living? What is your hourly rate? Divide that by what you're possibly giving up and decide, because time is money.
Right.
You know, is it worth me giving up this time these dollars to save this time? And if you translate it into how much you work and how much you get paid, I think it's a different way to look at it versus just, okay, $10,000, I can weather that, that's fine, I get this convenience. But, you know, if that's 80 hours at your job, you know, it's just a different way to kind of calculate it.
Turns on the light a little bit.
Yeah. It's really funny you bring that up, because I've used that argument. People will say, well, Kirk, why don't you change your own oil? Why don't you do your own? Because I know how to do all of that stuff. I took auto mechanics, right? Why don't I? Because it costs me way less in bringing it in and allowing me to do what I do than to pay the $35 to have somebody change my oil. So that's a great point that you bring up there. Another piece on that, though, is if you have a good agent with good connections and tools, the convenience of getting your home fixed up or ready with a good contractor set up. I mean, I had a handyman person go in and assist with getting a home ready. They really had to do nothing. They just moved out and he came in and got it completely ready and didn't take any of their time. So, you know, it can be one of those if your agent has those connections. Those are things that you should be asking about. Hey, if I was to get this fixed up, how much would that cost? And do you have somebody that can assist with that? And then how much would I get from there? Because you're right, we're not going to see, I mean, companies can't keep going and overpaying for houses over and over and over and losing, you know,
profit margins,
hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars. So I know when I first analyzed what some of the iBuyers were doing, we were seeing house prices 14 to 19% under what they could get if they sold it on the open market.
Right.
So,
well, and in a market that's not flat, where prices are very, very predictable, but like we don't know what this spring is going to bring. It could bring 3% appreciation. We could have 15%, you know, not dissimilar to this year. And so ultimately, you don't know what you're leaving on the table.
Yeah,
right.
So again, I mean, I think wrap up with, you know, just make sure that you're reaching out to your agent, your trusted agent. Do a little back checking. Again, download the Smart Seller Guide if you want some tips on that. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. Got a listing to highlight here. We'll be right back.
Not every title company is the same. There are many people involved with each real estate transaction, and all of them need to be in the loop or a closing may get delayed. This is why the people at Network Title strive to provide swift scheduling and communication between the buyers, sellers, agents, and lenders. We know moving can be stressful, however, your closing does not need to be. Check us out online at network-title.com.
My name is James Tobson with Country Financial. Anyone can sell you insurance. However, is it going to be the insurance you need? When life pops up with its surprises, you want the right coverage. When it comes time to find or renew your policy, give me a call. I would love to review your existing policy and show you what I can do for you. You can email me at james.tobson@countryfinancial.com or give me a call at 651-365-3408.
Hi, I'm Becca, owner of Great Duck Staging. With today's home buyers beginning their journey exclusively online, the look and feel of your home matters more than ever. Whether it's a simple in-home consultation, a refresh using your current furniture, or a whole home staging, our goal is always the same: showing your home in the best light and helping you achieve the highest sales price possible. To learn more, visit us at greyduckstaging.com or check us out on Instagram at greyduckstaging.
Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Again, if you have any questions for us after the show, you can give us a call, 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. Happy to help you with any of your real estate questions, wants, or needs. Make sure you check out all the great information and resources at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. I'm going to highlight a listing here today, 1870 Minnehaha Avenue East. This is a duplex listed by Michelle Dowell with Bricks Real Estate. There's a three-bedroom unit on the main level and a one-bedroom upstairs as well. It's priced currently at $270,000. This duplex is completely move-in ready. It's got beautiful hardwood floors, big kitchen on the main level, as well as a giant two-car garage. Actually, in the listing, it said, if you're looking for extra rent sources, that garage itself can draw a little extra there. So then, again, contact Michelle Dowell, Bricks Real Estate, for any information on that. I think, the cash flow numbers look really good on that one. Again, Danny, thank you for coming in and talking about iBuying. If you are joining us right now, you can catch the rest of our show at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com, posted the next day. Thanks again, Chad. Have a great week.
People always ask realtors, what is your commission? But what they should be asking is, what is your rate of return? Commissions only vary by a couple of percent from agent to agent. However, the price per square foot you get just based on their experience and the quality of marketing they use can vary by 10% or more. At Bricks Real Estate, our agents use the right marketing and have the experience to get you top dollar for your house. See what we can do for you at BricksTwinCities.com.
Not every title company is the same. There are many people involved with each real estate transaction, and all of them need to be in the loop or a closing may get delayed. This is why the people at Network Title strive to provide swift scheduling and communication between the buyers, sellers, agents, and lenders. We know moving can be stressful, however, your closing does not need to be. Check us out online at network-title.com.